The half-dozen cabins at the Timber Lodge date back to around 1950, a quiet spot off Highway 13 with a blue lake that vacationers share with ducks and geese and a few croaking frogs. Dale Zangel of Leroy, Wisconsin, has been making the five-hour trip north for 28 years.
I started coming here, and I enjoyed it so much that we just keep coming back here. Although when the end of the week comes, you hate to think about packing up to go back home.
This summer marks the 40th year that Frank and Edna Weedle bought the small lodge and cabins, so Edna, now widowed, is busy getting ready to have a couple of hundred friends and neighbors over for a party.
Oh, that's always the way. Okay.
Edna Weedle first came to the Northwoods on her honeymoon. Her husband Frank's dream was to move from Arlington Heights, Illinois, to run a place where people can get away, relax, fish, or swim.
40 years, I think that's kind of... I have to laugh. I mean, I can't believe it's 40 years, but it is.
The Timber Lodge cabins don't have telephones, TVs, microwaves, or Wi-Fi. But you can hear frogs croak or an owl hoot and watch the ripples from a fish that jumped on quiet Gordon Lake.
We do have city people that their first night, they can't sleep. It's so quiet. But after that, they say, why didn't we come for 2 weeks? They love it. Others, I've had people call and they want to know where the nearest nightclub is, where the nearest, you know, fancy things are. And I said, really, you know, most of our people want to get away from that. They're up here to not have to answer the phone. They don't want to be bothered.
While the number of these small resorts is declining, the State Department of Tourism doesn't have hard numbers. But one official says the way people spend vacations is evolving. Some people don't want rustic and woodsy. And not having water slides that attract people year-round, resorts are dependent on seasons.
If you have good winters for snowmobiling, then you can have a good year. But if you don't have that winter to help your summer, a lot of resort owners have turned into condos or people that buy up beach property and build their fancy beach homes. We've had some people asking us about that, but it wasn't quite what we wanted to let go and do. We're struggling to keep it as a resort.
In fact, they've already sold one cabin and have the others for sale. Like many small resort owners, the Weedle family is land rich and cash poor. Daughter Julie Weedle says they have customers, friends she calls them, who come from all over the country to stay, but it's becoming more and more difficult.
It's just like watching the disappearance of the old family farm. People want the hot tubs and the 24-hour room service.
The community of restaurants and resort owners is a small one, sharing Gordon Lake. On the other side of a peninsula is the Northern Lure Cabins and Campgrounds. Nick Bernard moved from Chicago to operate Northern Lure. He's also seeing pressures for resort owners to sell.
Progress is coming to the Northwoods, and progress I mean by a lot of people buying up acres, building their own homes on there, and maybe there isn't a big need for resorts like there used to be.
But the Department of Tourism says there is still a strong core of small resorts like Northern Lure in the Timber Lodge. Edna Weedle says it's because of friendship and loyalty. So she threw these people a party.
Thank you. No, really, Frank and I could never have made it without you. The town has been so great. It's hard without him, but I love all of you. Have fun.
And fun we will have, everybody, right? The Timber Lodge!
I'm Gordon Lake at the Timber Lodge. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio News.